With just 6 weeks until the first in the nation Iowa caucuses, several Republican hopefuls made stops in the Hawkeye state this weekend. Lisa Desjardins begins our coverage.
Ron DeSantis all in on Iowa.
Iowa will begin the revival of the United States of America.
As the Florida governor fights for his political survival, he finished his tour of all of the state's 99 counties on Saturday. Inside the Thunderdome restaurant in Newton, DeSantis's political jabs at his opponent and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump were muted.
I've been very frank with my views on President Trump's campaign, where he's campaigning on things that he promised to do in 16 and didn't deliver. But I've also acknowledged the good things that were done.
Trump has been in Iowa far less than his opponents, but that hasn't mattered to GOP voters. He has a seismic 40-point lead. He focused on the state this weekend with two rallies mocking DeSantis for those poll numbers.
He's been falling out of the air like a very seriously wounded bird, right, to the ground.
And the former president continued to spout the lie that he won the 2020 election.
They rigged and stole the election of 2020. They rigged it and they stole it.
Even as Trump faces state and federal indictments for his efforts to overturn the legitimate results of the election that President Biden won. And his sharpest attacks hit at the Democratic frontrunner, with Trump trying to flip his own vulnerability.
Joe Biden is not the defender of American democracy. Joe Biden is the destroyer of American democracy.
He again alleged without evidence that President Biden has weaponized the Department of Justice to bring criminal cases against him. While Trump continues to hold a commanding lead in GOP polls, Nikki Haley has been on the rise in recent weeks, jumping into second place in New Hampshire and South Carolina and tying for second in Iowa. And just days ago, the former South Carolina governor began running her first TV ad in the early states.
It's time for a new generation of conservative leadership. We have to leave behind the chaos and drama of the past and strengthen our country, our pride, and our purpose.
I think our country would be very blessed to have Vivek.
Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign launched an ad featuring his childhood piano teacher.
We're going to deliver a major surprise.
As the entrepreneur crisscrossed Iowa over the past few days, Ramaswamy, DeSantis, and Haley will all be back in the Hawkeye State next weekend. But first, they'll meet up for their fourth debate Wednesday night in Alabama. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.